Wednesday, June 17th. This is one of my days to catch up on everything that's been put aside. Doris left at 9:45, but not until I had had my second and third cup of coffee with her and about a 30-minute talk. Having her here has been one of the best, most pleasant things for me. And then I did a tour with photographers from Life with Liz, Bess, Zephyr, Ashton, showing what I do on the second floor as a homemaker with my mail. And the White House photographer did one of me, Alice Brown's gift to the White House, the Winslow Homer, Surfeit Prout's neck, so that we can make a news release about it, and a bunch of other pictures. Then a quick hello to Helen Adams McBurney, whom I had known in Newton, Kansas when I was 13 years old. She was passing through with friends, and she'd had a very special tour of the White House. She'd brought along some pictures of Julia B. and Mrs. Adams, now aged 89, but very chipper looking, to show me. And then back for work on mail, talk to Liz and to Walter, and long distance to Linda Bird. She'd toured the 13-mile lip of Kilauea Volcano on Hawaii Island, and had visited the home of Madame Pili, who is known as the Fire Goddess. It's actually a fire crater, a circular pit, sometimes as deep as 1,000 feet. I was pleased to read her guide, the park superintendent, said she showed a good background in geology and asked some intelligent questions about it. Then I did something I've been putting off for about 6 months, went down to Dr. Travell's office and had a thorough physical going over all the tests. Lyndon, who had been out to Cleveland to talk to communication workers, came in by chopper in the middle of the afternoon, and while he rested, I took a sun bath on the roof right outside the solarium, signing mail and dictating while I did it, but in shorts and dark glasses. It was a delightful way to combine work and pleasure. I found Lucy, and we had a good long talk about school. She has to read 10 extra books this summer, and she has to do very well on her Spanish, or else she'll be on academic probation. And then I began the waiting for Lyndon to come home for dinner. He had the leadership, the speaker, Carl Albert, a group of them in the cabinet room, and the conference went on, and it was 10:20 before he reached home for dinner. I know a lot of the travail he's going through, and I can't really help him, but how I do admire him for sticking to his exercises, for reading those enormous envelopes full of information from all the departments, labeled night reading. Nearly every night it takes him until 2 o'clock, and so it did tonight.